Yo, what's up? This is Coolio with the Flow, and you inside the box with the Odd Man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be down with the king. It's Maximum FM, hip hop, and it don't stop. Shaka Zulu, man. You like that?
Yeah. You know what, man? That one made me smile. That one made me smile.
You're listening to Down with the Kings on Maximum FM Hip Hop.
Yo, what's going on, people? It's the Odd Man, and you're listening to Down with the Kings, and I'm pleased to be joined by a guy who's multi-talented. He acts, he raps, he's a musician, he's a chef, he does a little bit of everything. He won a Grammy back in 96 with Gangsta's Paradise. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Coolio's in the house. What's happening, Coolio?
Shaka Zulu, man. What's good? What's up, Odd? How's the weather in Toronto?
It's great. You know what? We got the sun is out. It's shining. People are wearing their shorts. They're biking. It's a great time of year, man. The summer's real nice,
man,
in Toronto.
Too bad I can't see it. I would love to come back to Toronto, man. But unfortunately, I've been banned.
That's terrible.
Because I have no clue. I don't know what to do. I mean, you know, I probably got to go talk to like 25 people. I might got to walk through so much red tape that when I walk out the red tape, I won't even be a Crip no more. I'll be a Blood. Listen, I got a gun charge about 15 years ago, bro. It's resolved. And, you know, and after I got that gun charge, I went to Canada at least 25, 30 times after that. Okay. Then the 31st time I went to Canada, I went to go, what was we going to do a show at? Paul, is you still on phone?
Yeah.
Where was we going to do a show at? Was it Vancouver or Toronto?
Toronto.
I went to go, I came to do a show in Toronto, and I got stopped in customs. And I was like, damn, what's going on? Is they trying to plant some drugs on me? You know, what they getting ready to do? What's going down? Did they find some of my DNA on a body or something from a long time ago? I mean, like, damn, what's going on? But I didn't know what was going on, so they held me there for all day, man. Like, we got there probably like about 1 o'clock, and they let me go like about 10. Wow. And they said, go to your host. They said, you are not allowed here. And I said, why? They said, because you have a gun charge. I said, man, I've been here 20 times since I had that gun charge. They was like, we got new rules. And so go to your hotel, go to sleep. Don't do the show. Don't do your show. You're not allowed. Mm-hmm. Get on the plane in the morning and go home. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, Shaka Zulu, man.
Man,
so that's
did. Crazy. Where's the forgiveness? Where's the forgiveness? I mean,
listen. You know, I will pay. I will pay to come back. You know, if they want money, I mean, that's not a problem. I'll pay because I'm missing out on money in Canada right now.
Right. Where's the forgiveness, man?
I'm sure you know people, man. You know, I had somebody else there that said they was going to help me work it out, but you know, they've been kind of flaking out. You know, they've been flaky.
The red tape,
man. They was just talking because they happened to be in Vegas, and you know, I happened to be supplying them with some hoes.
Understood.
So you know, everything was good. You know what I'm saying? But so now, since that's not out of sight, out of mind. So I'm talking to you. We out of sight, out of sight. So I could put some yams in your pocket, man. If you help me fix that.
I hear you. We'll see what we could do. I can't make any promises because you know, like you mentioned, the red tape.
I didn't say promise. I just said. If we could.
If you could direct me
to somebody that could. Now,
I'm trying to be,
you know, it's got to be reasonable. I'm not going to shell out no six figures.
No. And you shouldn't have to.
Nothing like that.
I mean, they got hard in Canada. They got, you know, Pardon exactly. Canada is an organization that, you know, it helps people out like that. So, you know, we'll see what we can connect you with. We'll do our best over here.
You know, we might not have to go that far, but you know, whatever's clever, whoever's going to get it done the fastest, because the summer is quickly approaching, and I'm in shape, and you know, Canada, y'all got you. I like Canada. I've had some great times there. I really have.
Good. No, good to hear it. I mean, I imagine you have a great time wherever you go. I mean, you know, you think you've been all over the world doing music. What sort of when you sort of think about sort of the crazy journeys, experiences you had, and places you've been, any of the steps that stick out in your mind?
I mean, I would love to talk freely and talk about miscellaneous things that don't mean anything right now, but it's too much going on in the world right now, man. And I just feel like we need to talk about some serious things. And you know,
okay, let's do that.
One of those things is nobody has money right now in most of the world. A lot of people aren't doing so good, you know what I mean? So it's creating attention. It's creating attention all over the world. And as you know, the people who have the least in the world just happen to be of a darker skin color.
Right.
And so because of that, they're all, you know, my African brothers and sisters are always moving around somewhere. They're always going to another place, man, trying to find something better for them and their family. You feel me?
Yep.
And
yep.
I happened to be in northern Italy about a week ago. Mm-hmm. And for the first time since I started my career, first time, 30 years plus, bro, the first time I felt racism in Europe, like I felt it. It was thick like a big fat ugly pancake that your grandmama cooked, and you want yours mashed down and crispy around the edge, but it was like a big fat pancake, and I could feel it, bro. All the police and anybody that had any authority. They was treating anything that had dark skin, they was treating it bad, bro.
It was
weird. And I never experienced that in Europe. And like, so we was me and my partner was the I can't say partner because that's it. me and my cousin who was also my business associate and my road dog.
Yeah.
And my business partner. Anyway, we was traveling with this Swiss dude who was kind of like mini tour manager or whatever, you know. He was just handling everything for the company that brought us over there so that we could, you know, have an easier time. Mm-hmm. And he got on the train before us. When we got ready to step up on the train, one of the Polish guys, she stepped out and was like, "I need to see your passport."
Right.
You know, obviously I'm Coolio. You know, my hair's sticking out. You know, my cousin's swole. He's looking like he's eating all his meals. He got a saxophone in his hand. He obviously not one of them African dudes. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got no striped plastic bag in his hand with some apples hanging out them, come on, it's obvious. But she made us. I mean, yeah, she went there with us, and we didn't trip out of that. But I felt some. I ain't gonna lie, I felt some type of way, man. I just never felt that before. And then everywhere else in the world. Everywhere else in the world, the police are just out of control, bro. I could see if it was just like every once in a while, but it's starting to be every day, bro. And this is the cold thing. They ain't even giving brothers a chance, man. They back shooters. Bro, did you know that back in the day in the old West, back in the day, bro, a back shooter and a horse thief. back shooter and a horse thief was the worst things you could be, bro.
That's it. Exactly.
All these they back shooters, bro. And I'm a little worried, man. I'm worried right now. I'm gonna have to go 50 Cent on them, homie, and start wearing my bulletproof vest every day. I'm thinking about wearing a flat uniform, a helmet, and man, it's crazy, man. Cause you gotta
protect yourself,
man. Hey, listen. Normally, I be taking up for the police, man. I'm not scared. I be saying it all the time. I'm not scared of the police. But right now, I don't know how to feel, bro. I'm a little bit afraid. I mean, that's not even in my nature. I'm a little bit afraid, man. I don't want no confrontations or run-ins, or I don't want the police saying nothing to me.
Right, understood.
I don't talk to the police anyway unless I'm saying, hey, well, how you doing, officer? And they say, oh, cool, can we take a picture? You know what I mean? But man, it's weird right now, man. And so, with that being said, now I'm in a position where, you know, I'm an OG, man. I have to say something. I have to get involved.
Right.
I have to get involved, because if I don't get involved, then I'm a coward.
Right. It's funny you say that, because that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask that same question as an artist that has a platform. You know, what do you think your next steps are? And standing by and watching something is just as bad as doing it yourself, almost, because you let it happen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So first thing I'm going to do is, you know, I've already made some art sounds to go with the situation,
mm-hmm.
which basically I'm writing. The things I'm writing right now are back. I'm back geared on. I'm back on my revolutionary chip back where I'm supposed to be.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I think people is ready for that again. Everything comes full circle.
It does.
You know, hopefully what I say can just inspire some of these young kids to change, you know, their view of the world and start talking about something other than you know, the things that everybody talk about.
Right.
You
right.
Know,
we need a new.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna give you, if you do this, man, you're gonna have to cut me in though.
All right.
You got to cut me in. You got to go find the Canadian. You got to go find the Canadian Public Enemy right now.
Right.
Because I know they're out there, bro. Canadian and English MCs are progressive as hell right now.
Right. Yep.
Canadian MCs and those UK MCs, they hella progressive.
Yeah.
Not saying that American MCs aren't, but I'm already on a mission. I'm trying to find the next Public Enemy out this world right now. I think I might go get Biggie's son, my son, Old Dirty Bastard's son, and
Big Pun, his son, Big Pun,
and Big Pun's son, and the new Public Enemy 3K.
That's it.
Something like that.
They'd get some attention, no doubt.
Yeah, because So, you know, these kids need a voice, man, and ain't nobody talking about nothing. And you know, we got Satan on the loose right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We got Satan running around in hip hop right now. And you know, I ain't gonna say his name, but you know who I'm talking about. He's Satan.
Yep.
You know.
I hear you.
You know.
I hear
Satan. He's Satan, and he got all his little. He got all of his little worshipers, and they're running our kids off a cliff like what's those little animals that run off the cliff?
Oh, lemmings.
They look like little gophers. Lemmings, yeah. They got our kids running off the cliff like lemmings, man.
Right.
Is it lemmings or lemmick?
Lemming.
Lemming, yeah, lemmings. They got our kids running off the cliff. Go ahead.
And clearly what they need and a role that you've been before is that voice of reason, that leader to kind of guide
Absolutely.
People the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, absolute power absolutely corrupts. It's been time and time again, bro. if you give a motherfucker a rope, if you give some of these so called smart niggas a rope, and the matter of fact, I'm gonna say I ain't gonna say the N word, because the person I'm talking about is a smart dummy. You give these smart dummies a rope, homie, and they don't want to play cowboy. They want to play hangman, and they don't want to hang themselves. Yeah. They want to hang everybody around them.
Right.
In order to further their greed and make things better for themselves, because they don't even give a shit about their family.
Right.
Because if they gave a shit about their family, then you know, the people in their family that's talented, they'll be up right now because they got
that. That's it.
It's too much. It's so much going on right now, man. I fear for the youth, man. I fear right. for the youth. They're being directed. They're being walked into evil, man. They're surrounded by evil, man, and they can't escape it because they don't even know it's
right.
evil.
Well, and that's the other thing about this, Coolio, is it's around them, right? And even through the music that they're getting today, it's very different. Like, you know, back in the day when you were making music, the music itself, there were some negatives, if you will, that existed, no doubt. But I think those negatives were based on the realities of what was going on. Now it's more just about, you know, not reality. It's not glitz and glamour, and no positive. Not
even glitz and glamour, bro. It's brainwashing techniques, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's brainwashing techniques, subliminal, and it's right out there in your face too. It's all of it. They're being bombarded with images and sounds that are pure evil.
Right.
And I'm saying this. I feel like I'm standing on a platform. I'm standing on a soapbox right now. Standing on a soapbox, man. If I was standing on a podium, you know, people would be listening. On a stage, on a podium, they'd be listening. But I'm standing on a soapbox on a corner right now.
Mm.
And, you know, nobody, I don't even know if nobody really give a fuck about what I say. But I'm going to say it anyway because that's what I was put here to do. I was
right.
put here to do that. So, man, I'm afraid for the youth, man. And, you know, my kids already, I got them past that point. And,
right.
you know, you can't influence me. You can't influence my children with no bullshit because they know the truth. They
right.
know what's going on.
Right.
Because they've been taught. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I'm talking about other people's children. I'm concerned about them, bro. And they, man, it's worse than
right.
I thought it was. Because I've been studying lately, and I see I was missing a lot because, I had put my blinders on for a minute. Cause I was like, you know what? And I got to the point, you know, for myself, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm not feeling, you know, I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna do my family. I ain't gonna worry about nobody else. And then it got so. But then I said, I just happened to be looking at something, and I was like, oh my God. So then I had to go in depth. I was like that. Oh shit. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. I gotta come out the shadows. I can't.
Right.
If I stand in the shadows on this one, I'm a coward.
Yeah. I still think, I give you all the credit in the world for standing up and caring the way you do because, you know, as an artist, you don't have to care. You know, you can just go and make your music and do whatever and travel the world and not care. But the fact that you do really says so who you are, man.
Man, I mean, I always have, bro. And, you know, that's part of the reason why you didn't hear about me for a while. That's why everything you was hearing about me was negative, bro, because they knew, because they know. They know I'm part of that escape.
Right.
And you heard Scarface new stuff. It's called Exit Plan. Yeah, he got this video called Trouble. He's on fire right now. But he's part of the solution. I just let you know so everybody know. I'm with it, man. You know what? Play some music. Shit.
No, that's a good idea. How about the album Still Here, Lady and the Gangster? Want to hear that?
Hell yeah, please do that, man, because, you know, my Canadian fans ain't heard nothing new from me unless they go on YouTube. And a couple of my people from Canada, they go on YouTube and they know some of the stuff I'm doing, but let's let the masses know.
Gotcha. Well, here it is, Coolio, Lady and a Gangster.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
It's almost time for me to go.
Yeah, I know.
I'll call you when I get there.
Holla.
She is I'm her, the one that work. I hurt my jerk. He love the way I shake my skirt. Queen on my castle. He love the way I use my flirt. I got his back like spine, even when he doing dirt. He don't mistake me for them other bitches, cause Kayla's the type that it switches and never switches. I dig ditches if I have to. I wife for witches. Bring home the bacon, bitch, and cook it in the fucking kitchen. I pack a rifle, I pack a pistol, I pack a missile for shizzle. If I fuck with my nizzle for rizzle, we gon' keep it on the up and up. Toughen up, I can't love you cause you ain't rough enough. I love him, he know how to reach my stuff. We hokey pokey, hanky panky, and we huck a buck. He love the way I kiss, I love the way he soak and touch. Me and him, do or die, I can get enough.
I'm just a gangster,
I'm just a lady,
I took a six
road, I was a Mercedes,
I'll be your real nigga,
I'll be your baby,
put you by my side, yes, now make it famous.
That I don't wanna get. I stick my shift. She love the way I press and click. Sitting on my throne. Gangsta, I like Al Capone. I dust a nigga and a bitch, solely mine alone. She know I ain't like them other niggas. Cause Coolio, the type that mark your gravesite and put you in it. I bottle thugs, if I have to, shoot up the club. So show me love or get a slug in your fucking mug. I hold a Glock 45 and a Cal 50. Murkin' you nippy. And be fuck with my kizzy for shizzy. We gon' keep it on the down low town, ho. I can't love you, cause you ain't a one, oh. I love her, she know the way to stroke my cuts. We make love and sometimes we just straight out fuck. She love the way I hit that ass, I love the way she kiss. Man and woman, pimpin' ho, thuggin' bitch.
I'm just a gangster,
I'm just a lady.
And I'm the C to the O to the O. Y'all know the rest.
I'm a dirty South German.
And I'm from the West. I got bullets in my gun, I put them in your chest.
And when you're fucking with the K, you're fucking with the best.
So call the press.
And tell them that the pressure's on. KFC running shit up on the microphone.
We in the zone like Ashford and Simpson, BB and CeCe.
Benny and Jenny, Bobby and Whitney.
Mickey and Mallory, Donald and Daisy.
Billy and Hillary.
I hope y'all hearing me. Cause she my boo, my freak, my number one baby girl.
And that's my thug love, gangsta nigga, rock my world.
So keep your Cadillacs, platinum gold, and your ice.
Disrespect me and mine, you won't do it twice.
I'm just a gangsta,
I'm just a lady.
Here down with the Kings, the odd man in the house with my man Coolio. We just heard Lady and the Gangster off the album Still Here. Tell me about that song and what inspired that, the theme behind that track.
I met this amazing female artist in Germany. As a matter of fact, man, you know what her nickname was? German Frey.
Mm-hmm.
She was like the German Beyonce, bro.
But gotcha.
She had the thighs and everything. And I seen them up close. I seen them in detail. And anyway, she was an amazing artist, bro. And I she just inspired me to write the song.
Wow.
I wrote her part in mine, and it came out amazing. And I think that's some of my better work.
Right. You know, when I think about your work, so much of your work is inspiring. Even if you go back in the day, Gangsta's Paradise got a lot of people's attention. You know, I'll see you when you get here. Another song that people, when you hear it, that inspiration, that just seems to be a part of what you want to do and what you want to do for people, isn't it?
Man, I've had enough things in my life, man, enough negative things in my life, and I wrote it out, bro. I tried to write the negativity out of myself. And of course, you know, one thing about negativity, you know, you put it out the front door and it come jump back in the back window. So
right.
You gotta constantly do things to ward off evil, man. You know, and the songs I write are like talismans. You know, they're like talismans. You keep them kind of songs around you, and you ward off evil.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's also helping. Yeah, very helpful to you, and not just your audience or your listeners.
Yeah,
it's also
absolutely.
Doing something for
absolutely.
You. And that's powerful.
Absolutely.
That's
yeah,
powerful.
I think so.
Yeah.
Since we on that tip, hold on. Since we on that tip, I don't mean to cut you off. I got a song on my elk. I think I put it on three albums because that's how serious I was about the song, you know. And I know why the song never had a chance. The song should have been a hit. It should have been a worldwide hit, but it wasn't because it made you feel too good. It really did. It made you feel too good in the right way. And it made you feel good in the right way. And you know, radio, unfortunately, the mass media and the people who control it, they're not about that right now, you know. But the song is called The Sunshine, and it's a hypothetical song about not how the world is, but how I wish the world could be or how the world should be and how the world probably started. And it's called The Sunshine. And when the song come on, it's like having a little box of sunshine in your house.
Gotcha.
You know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I think that makes you smile. You ever have that time to
absolutely.
And you're smiling, the sun hits your face, and
absolutely.
You don't know why you're smiling, but you can't stop.
Yeah.
The sunshine.
Yeah.
Very lovely, very lovely. I mean, Coolio, it's been super awesome talking to you, man, and getting insights, because I think sometimes oftentimes what happens is people don't really understand the artist. They look at what they see. They see the crazy hair or whatever, and they're like, yeah, that guy, you know, that's what this guy, they put you in a box almost. So it's important that you speak out and talk about things that matter to you.
Absolutely, man. It's all good. I mean, it is what it is, man. I can't, you know, like I said, I've been fighting back so long, man, that I'm bruised, scarred, and beat up, man. But I'm still fighting. I fought to live when I was born.
Right.
But what I want to say to you is be careful, and be careful and be wary and be watchful and pay attention to everything. Right.
Yep.
Pay attention.
You have to.
Pay attention to everything right now. Pay attention to everything that's going on around you right now, man. You gotta be aware.
Everything at face value.
And another thing, if you want to keep your job, you better watch what you say too. Don't be saying too much. Don't be using your job as too much of a platform for your views, because you'll be looking for a job, or I have to come out there and sneak across the border, and we have to have a pilot radio station riding around in a truck with a big ass antenna on it.
You sound like you've done that one before.
Oh, I have done that in the UK.
I know. I know. Hey, listen, one other thing before we get on out of here is congratulations, Gangs of Paradise, almost 20 years. That's incredible when you think about, again, the impact that's had.
It's the 20th anniversary year of Gangs of Paradise. It's also the 20th anniversary year of Wu-Tang.
Yes.
So it's the 20th anniversary of somebody else, too. I can't think of them right now, but hopefully, you know, me and my camp, my crew, we've been talking about it. We're trying to put together some type of little mini tour, and, you know, because everybody's trying to do their own thing, get their own money. But, I mean, at some point, we all going to come together and try to do something as well. I think Naughty by Nature's coming up on 20 years, too. Am I right, Joel?
I think they had theirs last year or the year before.
Okay, yeah. If y'all don't know who Jerez is, Jerez is my conscience. He's my he's my business partner, he's my family.
In my opinion,
and a lot of other people's opinion, and not just mine, he's probably the top saxophonist on the planet right now. The boy plays the saxophone. I mean, he makes it look easy, bro. He makes playing the saxophone look like playing PlayStation.
Gotcha. Shout out to Jerez,
yeah,
man. That's hot. You know.
Yeah, go ahead. If y'all want to check out Jerez, go to JerezMusic.com and check my boy out. That's the sound of the saxophone for your generation.
That's it. Shout out to Jerez. And you know, we're talking about anniversaries, and a guy who's actually celebrating 26 years, Special Ed. He did his Youngest in Charge album 26 years ago. So a lot of great anniversaries and milestones in the hip hop industry. Which
absolutely
is great to see, man.
Shout out to Ed, man. I run into Ed quite a bit. We run into each other every now and then. We chop it up. I run into Ed. I run into Dres from the Black Sheep.
Yep.
And you know, I be seeing the Wool all the time. I be seeing Tretch all the time from Naughty by Nature. I run into DMX about twice a year.
Okay.
Some more people. Nice. Sugar Hill Gang. I just saw them recently.
A hip.
Curtis
a hop,
Blow.
That's it.
I saw Curtis Blow. I saw Houdini.
Wow.
I saw Houdini rock the house, homie.
Wow.
Man,
I had to go on out
to them. I had to bring my eight, my AAA plus game. Man, I had to do like 150 push-ups before I went on stage.
I got you. I'm all
come out looking like
you.
I had to come out looking like LL and shit. I just want to lick at my lips.
I hear that. Well, listen, man, Coolio, I appreciate you rolling through on Down with the Kings. Again, mad love and much respect. Shout out to Jerez as well for making this happen. And to our listeners, we're back to the music.
Shout out to Mike.
Cool.
Yes, sir.